You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, "Look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed." And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something, but when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
All right, you guys, that was Chandler Moore and Jacqueline Carr with "Oh Come Let Us Adore Him." Brand new song that came out on Thanksgiving, and I just thought that it was fitting for Candid Convos, which is now we are live. It is Tuesday, December 1st. I'm hanging out with my broadcast colleague, the homie Marty the Greatest. Bro, are you there, man?
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone.
Happy Tuesday,
I'm
bro.
Here. Is it cold where you at?
It's very cold where I'm at. I'm sitting inside with a hoodie on. It's cold where I'm at.
Well, then I need to get like you because I'm freezing right now, and I got the heat on, and I'm still cold. But it's a good Tuesday night to be cold and talk about some Candid Convos, so I'm ready to go.
Amen. Well, bro, I do just want to give you a round of applause for joining us because we will be a crew, but we will be minus one because we're missing our sister Octavion tonight. She just got out of work.
She
had some issues with her phone, but we gave her the night off so she could get home safe and sound and be with her family. So I do want to give you a round of applause because you are on the show as well as the listeners as well. We want to thank you guys for calling in and joining with us as well.
Thanks.
All right, Marty, before we do anything, I gotta know, how was your Thanksgiving, bro?
Man, my Thanksgiving was good, but I didn't eat as much as I thought I would. I don't know. It was a very reflective Thanksgiving for me. I don't know. I was just in deep thought. I don't know if it's because I had to preach Sunday, but I was just in real deep thought and went by my mother's house, seeing my brothers, seeing my brother-in-law, seeing my sister. We did the whole, everybody had a mask on the whole time there. Except for eating, and the food was good. And I went by and seen my grandmother. We brought the kids by the door. She had the door closed, so we showed her the kids. That's as much as we could do because she's in her 80s. But she did make me come inside and vacuum her room, her dining room, and her bathroom. She made me vacuum the rugs and everything. So I was like, okay. So she got some work out of me before we left. But she did get to see the kids. So it was a good Thanksgiving, man. All in all, good Thanksgiving. Bro. How was yours?
And my Thanksgiving, man, it was great. Got a chance to see my son for a little bit. We went over and played with his cousin Juju and the fam. I want to give a big shout out to my mom who kind of orchestrated everything. She does a phenomenal job every year with organizing or with cooking. Doesn't matter. She has a way of bringing me and my sister Kenesha together, whether it's at Kenesha's house or at her house. Does a phenomenal job of just keeping the family together. So big shout out to mom, and she's listening now. So, but yeah, my Thanksgiving was great. Tristan got a chance to see his cousin, play with his cousin and everything. And then I got everything set up for the month of December. Flyers for the KS Radio Show, playlist for the KS Radio Show, all the way up until January. So yeah, it was a very productive Thanksgiving for me too as well.
Nice. Well, I wanted to know if we can do this. I don't know if we can, but if y'all can, if you on the Block Talk Radio, can they comment on the Block Talk Radio? Can they comment on there? Because I want to know what
they can.
So go on Block Talk Radio right now and comment, because we're gonna go back and we're gonna read it. But I want to know what y'all did for y'all Thanksgiving, because with the pandemic and stuff like that, I want to know. How did y'all get traded? How did y'all, did you do a Zoom Thanksgiving? Was it in person? Was it an outside Thanksgiving? Because I noticed some people were doing it outside. So how was y'all Thanksgiving? We want to know, and we're going to read the comments. And we're going to shout you out next week. Sound good, Alicia?
That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a phenomenal plan, Marty.
Oh. Shoot, man. I'm still thinking about, now you got me hungry. You got me hungry now. I'm pretty hungry now. Think about that turkey and that gumbo. Oh, you probably have gumbo. We had gumbo. No, I had gumbo twice.
No, we just had some dressing and some ham and some mac and cheese and some other stuff. I don't know if we had any pies or not, because I don't think Kenesha likes snacks like that. But all in all, we had a great time. We spent it with our family, which is important because of the season that we're in with COVID-19 running crazy. So we're thankful for family this year, as always. And we're thankful for our friends that called and checked in on us and that wished us a happy Thanksgiving before they got with their family and so forth.
Yep. Yep. Well, we
all right, Marty, man. I think it's time to blast off, man. We've been talked enough. They don't want to hear us talk about Thanksgiving. They want to talk about the holiday season and what topics was in the news this week. So without any further ado, it's good with this countdown, and let's blast off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, Marty, so what is the first topic of the night? What caught your beautiful eye this week?
Man, this weekend, I don't know if you probably didn't see this because it wasn't, you know, we like to go for the stories that's really not really hard into the news. So it almost went past my attention. But, man, this weekend, assassination happened, and it was of James 007, James Brown. I mean, I don't know why I keep on saying Brown, but James Bond, epic proportions. I kid you not, bro. I kid you not. Let me set this up for you, okay? So the assassination happened in Iran, and Israel, the country of Israel, carried out the assassination in Iran, and they assassinated an Iranian nuclear physicist. Try to say that three times fast. All right. So they assassinated a nuclear Iran physicist. Now get this. This guy, he's a big level, you know, security guy. He's up there in the government of governments in Iran. So he's so important that him and his wife was riding in a bulletproof SUV, right? So they heard gunshots, and they stopped the SUV. Why? I don't know. When they stopped the SUV, the nuclear physicist, for some reason, decides to get out of the bulletproof SUV to see what's going on. So if you keep the score at home, this guy is in a bulletproof SUV. He hears gunshots, and he gets out of a bulletproof SUV to see about the gunshots. I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. As he gets out the bulletproof SUV, there is a Nissan pickup truck that has nobody in it. You hear me, Alicio? It has not one person in it. And on the back of the Nissan pickup truck is a machine gun. This machine gun was being operated by the Israeli government remotely. They opened fire on this man, unfortunately, fatally killing him. And then they blowed up the Nissan pickup truck. Tell me that's not some 007 spy type of stuff.
That does sound like some 007 spy kind of stuff. That has to be the wildest topic that I've heard on the show thus far.
Yeah, yeah. And we forgot to give the disclaimer, because if you listen to Candy Convo, we're going to do some stories that are going to make you clutch your pearls. Or we're going to do some stories that are going to make you want to give your life to God. It's really no in between. It's either or. So, but yeah, man, that dude got. Here's the thing. What? Get out the bulletproof car, right?
Right.
That's just me. I mean,
no.
Why get out?
It's common sense. Like, why go looking for the trouble if you already heard the gunshot?
Yeah. I Well, it has to be something that St. Peter's asked him at the gate. Because, and that would be something I would ask him in heaven, like, bro, why did you get out the car? Like, you know, if you would stayed in the car, you'd have just been good, right? So that was a crazy story, man. I mean, the Israeli government wants this dude so bad that they used the unmanned truck and they blew it up afterwards. They blowed it up afterwards. I said, I'm in the military. Never heard anything like it. You see it in the movies all the time. Never heard anybody carrying it out like that. That was awesome. I mean, it wasn't awesome because a man died, but I can't believe that actually happened. I can't believe that actually happened, man.
That
what's your thoughts?
Like I said, I'm mind blown, but at the same time, I love spy movies. Like, I've seen all of the Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise and everything, and they do some crazy stuff in those kind of movies. But then again, those are movies. You don't hear this kind of stuff happening in real life. And if I'm not mistaken, from the Fast and Furious 8 movie, if I'm not mistaken, when Tyrese and the crew, they took, when they were hunting Dominic Toretto, they went out to some Russian ice something. Anyway, and
it was
they
Iceland.
Used
is that his name?
Yes, the ice place. In Russia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't pronounce it. It starts with a V. Anyway, but they use a tent to escape the Russians, and that kind of put me in the same mind frame as that, because the U.S. government, they were more likely use vehicles now than having somebody lose their life. So that's a plus side, but at the same time, why would this man get out of the bulletproof vehicle
to
check
the
on
most,
the gunshot?
I mean, besides
who
the,
raised
them,
you?
Them using, besides them using an unmanned pickup truck and blowing them up, ever, that's got to be the craziest part of the story. Like, otherwise, he'd have lived. His wife lived. The people who were guarding him lived. Why would you get out of a moving, not a moving, but a parked bulletproof truck, and then you get shot? Like, that got to be a lesson. It got to be a lesson somewhere in there. I mean, it got to be a lesson. But I mean, look, man, these technology these days is no joke, though. They got the government got a sonar ray gun that can shoot rays at you. And if you stay in the spot of that ray for long enough, it'll make you throw up. It'll bust your eardrums. Like, man, they got some things in this world that is just not created for good. Just simple fact of the matter.
Right. Well, it is crazy. And I wonder, what was his wife like? Was she traveling with him? And if so, what was she telling him? She should have been telling him, honey, don't get out of the car.
That's what I would have said. I mean, she was traveling with him, but I'm like, nobody, I mean, the security team, nobody told the dude, he ain't listening to somebody. There's just so many questions.
So many unanswered questions at that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Don't
thank you for sharing that with
car,
us.
Folks.
Never get out of the bulletproof car.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's a crazy topic. I'm glad you didn't send that like through the group chat, because I would have put the angry face, because I would have been angry after I read the article, because how stupid can you be? Like, who raised you?
I'm sorry, because this man is not—he's not on Earth anymore. But like my dad say, you got to give people the credit they deserve, and that was dumb. God rest his soul. But that was stupid.
Crazy. Well, Marty, man, we're gonna get into our first music break of the evening of the night before we get into our next topic. I got a good friend, and you already know who she is. Her name is Queen Lynn. She has a brand new song out now called "She Ain't Me." And you guys can check it out everywhere digitally. But we're going to go ahead and get into our first music break of the evening. Hope you guys will enjoy this song. If you are listening live, we want to know your thoughts. But here is Queen Lynn with She Ain't Me. Check it out.
Show hosted by Alicio, aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS radio show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, man, you guys, we are back. That was my good friend, our good friend, Queen Lynn, which she ain't me.
Yes,
which
sir.
You can find everywhere digitally. The girl is talented. What, Marty, man, what are your thoughts?
Yes, sir. What you said, what's my thoughts?
Yeah.
She got a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. It's like refreshing water. I like the song. It's like a nice little playoff of Genuine, a little throwback from Genuine, Stingy. So I enjoyed it. It's a hit in my book.
Right. But I love it. It is an R&B sound. It is something different that we usually don't play on Candid Convos. So So we had to switch it up a little bit because it is the holiday season and we want to show her some love. So there you go. She is listening live and she said, thank you. So you're welcome. And we're going to get into our next topic. So we know, Marty, that it is officially the holiday season. My question for you is, have you started playing Christmas music yet?
No. Here's the thing. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. So I really be feeling some type of way how people disrespect Thanksgiving and just like gloss over it and move straight to Christmas. I don't too much like that. And I always tell people, like, put some respect on my holiday, you know. My wife was playing Christmas music last night, and it got me in the mood. So I think I caught the bug now. So I kind of want to go listen to some Otis Redding. Otis Redding is my go-to, and then it's Temptations after that. And then, you know, if somebody play, I'm not really going to play Mariah Carey, but if somebody play Mariah Carey, then I'm going to have to, you know, get and start dancing. You know, All I Want for Christmas, say, you know, everybody got to dance to that. I don't care if you're a thug or you the bishop of the church. You got to dance to All I Want for Christmas, okay?
I feel you. So, since it is the holiday season, gifts and presents come in all shapes and sizes. And a good friend of mine, a good artist that we both follow and that we appreciate, Stephen Malcolm, became a father the day before Thanksgiving. With you having two daughters, with me having a son, we both know that fatherhood is pretty important. So we want to give a big congratulations to T. Stephen for giving birth to a beautiful baby boy, very handsome baby boy named Zaire, if I'm not mistaken. He's light skinned because they're both light skinned. So we just can't wait to see him grow up. And I'm pretty sure I remember, if I'm not mistaken, a couple months ago, watching a video from Stephen Malcolm talking about how he was the guy that was in the gym without a father, but now that he's the guy in the gym with the father, I mean with the son, and just how God redeems everything in the circle of life. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I'm glad to see his baby boy here, healthy.
Yes, sir.
Not sure how much time that they spent in the hospital, but we're glad for a safe delivery, a very healthy baby, and we just can't wait to see what he is going to do when he grows up, because if he's anything like his dad, we know that he's going to crush some milestones, and he's going to be the next generational leader, like Tristan, like your baby girls, and they're going to set the standard for the rest of the young folk as they continue to grow older and older and older.
Yep.
That's one of my topics that I couldn't that I couldn't just overlook and just skim past. I thought that was pretty dope. What were you saying?
I was just saying so much about life is breaking generational curses, and I would like to add, you know, not only breaking generational curses, but, you know, make sure you raising your kids to where, as in, you know, when they get older, those generational curses stay broken, you know. So I mean, and that's what it's about. It's about inheritance, leaving inheritance for your children and your children's children, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to all the parents out there. Shout out to you, man, for taking care of TJ and everybody who's parents out there. It's not an easy job, but we have to do it. That's why I tell my parents thank you all the time, and he's like, why? We have to be your parents. I'm like, no, you don't. Y'all had six kids. Y'all could have easily ran away, and nobody would have blamed y'all because there's six kids. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know. So I like to thank all the parents for real.
Amen. You know, it's one thing, just to piggyback off of what you said, it's one thing to have a child or kids and to be in there and not be in their lives versus being in their lives. And I think being a father or being a mother, it has to be the coolest job ever. Sometimes I would pick Tristan up from daycare, and you know, Marty, I love Christian hip hop, so that's all I'm playing when I pick him up. exactly. when we get to the house and everything. And I have this little thing that I do. I'm pretty sure you see me on camera doing it as well. I take my arm
yep.
and I close my fist and I hold out my thumb and I turn up. And every now and then, I would
yep.
look in the back seat to make sure that Tristan is okay, make sure that he's not asleep or whatever. And he'd be like,
mm-hmm.
Daddy, look. And then he'd do the turn up thing. And I'm like, where did you learn that from? So it is the coolest
I'll
thing to see just to take him to concerts with me and everything. And I don't understand how people, mothers and fathers, could just give up their children.
Yeah.
It is the coolest
yeah.
job in the world.
Yeah. You know what's the most beautiful thing, and this is one thing I'm noticing, and like wait until you have your second child, because there's so many things that I took for granted with my first child that I'm like I wish I could have back, because what happens with my little one is that we'll say something, and she'll just say the right word at that time. Like for example, I did something funny and she laughed, and you know, my wife said, "Daddy's crazy, right?" And she said, "Yeah." Now, of course, she don't know English, don't know everything my wife said, but she said, "Yeah," at the time. So, and it's just the most adorable, funny moment, and that's what they do for our life, man. They provide like that new sound that she makes, you know. And the new things, they walking now. Now they're running. It's really the journey, man. It's really the journey and enjoying the journey. So you're right. I agree with you. I can't see who wouldn't even want to be a part of that.
Right. Candid Convo yep. fam, you guys, before we get into our third topic, we're going to take another music break. This is something exclusive that you will not find anywhere online. If you don't have a CD from Flyboy back in 2014, and you probably never heard of this song, you guys, we're going to counter the culture with the homie Flyboy, a.k.a. Fly Mental, and we're going to keep it locked. You guys, if you are a parent, we want to congratulate you and just say thank you for all your hard work, for all of your dedication, for not giving up on your children, no matter how old they are or how young they are. You guys, here is Flyboy with Counter Culture, and me and Marty, we're going to counter the culture for the statistics against fathers. And hopefully, if there's any mothers
yes,
listening, that you will counter the culture as well from the statistics
yes,
found
sir.
Online. You guys, here is Flyboy, a.k.a. Fly Mental, with Counter Culture right here on the Candid Convo Show. Check it out.
I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me, new me. I don't move like they move on the other side. So till the day I die, that's what it's gonna be. Counter culture. I declare, I'm a new me, the old me gone, I'm a new me.
Bloodstained banner like I'm Su Wu, but I ain't about that life. I got a new crew. Caught the revelation like somebody threw, and we highly trained disciples. Boy, choo choo. Stay on track, train so we stay on track. I'm spirit lead, I play the back. Not just hearers of the word, we brought that application. I ain't talking getting jobs, I'm talking action taking. Flesh die daily, never let it slide. Do they fast, that's a triple homicide. Keep on running from temptation, shout out to your Nike. I don't ever have to lust, shout out to my wife.
I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me, new me. I don't move like they move on the other side. So till the day I die, that's what it's gonna be. Counter culture. I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me.
I declare, I'm a new creature. Same old flesh, couple new features. My option for position was stand or hit the stand. Told them put me in the game, I can't stand bleachers. So I'm out here in the field, man, there's plenty harvest. And it's mine for the taking, ain't too many farmers. Giving the commission to go into the world. My idea of true religion go beyond my garment. I decree, I declare, I'm a new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me. I don't move like they move on the other side. So till the day I die, this is what it's gonna be. Counter culture, counter culture, counter culture, counter culture. I decree, I declare, I'm a new me. New me. The old me gone, I'm a new me.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Alright, you guys, we are back on, here live on Candid Convos. The homie Marge the Greatest is hanging out with me.
Yes.
We do want to give a big shout out to everybody that's listening live. Marty, are you still there, bro?
Yes, sir, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the people out there. You know, like I always say, I'm one of the greatest, and I'm only the greatest because I serve the greatest. But if you serve the greatest, then you're the greatest as well. So go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back.
Amen. So, yes, Marty, I know that you love movies. I know that your wife,
yes,
she watches movies with you because you guys have kids, and I am a movie nerd. So I'm pretty sure we all grew up watching or at least hearing about, like, Power Rangers, Thundercats, and every now and then, Clifford the Big Red Dog. So apparently, this crew of people, this production team, this director, these actors have come together to make a Clifford the Big Red Dog movie. And Clifford the Dog does not look like anything from the cartoon. A lot of celebrities are disappointed. They are disappointed. Mm-hmm. They are hurt.
It should be.
Some celebrities on Twitter even said that their childhood has been destroyed because of this fake Clifford that's not even entirely red. He looks burgundy. And in my opinion, it's in the same category as The Lion King that came out a couple years ago. And you came after The Lion King because then I'm going to have to come after you and your whole family. Because The Lion King is my favorite movie of all time. You came after The Lion King.
Understood. Well, I'm just going to say this. Basically, destroy your whole childhood. Okay, that's a bit much. All right, that's a bridge too far. Dramatic much, you know. But I am going to say this. I have a hunch. I have a theory why they chose that color for Clifford. Would you like to hear it?
We all want to hear it. Let us know.
So I think you like Chick-fil-A, right?
Yes.
I like Chick-fil-A. We all like Chick-fil-A. I'm pretty sure we all like Chick-fil-A, like their food, like their service. So I'm thinking
sponsorship.
This guy,
I'm listening.
likes Chick-fil-A so much, and he's angry that they not open on Sunday. So he said, I'm going to teach them, you know, I'm going to destroy Clifford, the big red dog, and make him the color of Polynesian salt. All right? You with me? You still with me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make him the color of Polynesian salt. And they're going to have, and in order for me to make him bright red, they got to make, they got to open Chick-fil-A on Sunday. That's my theory. That's my theory. It's a big conspiracy theory. That's what's going on. I don't have no facts. But I feel it in my spirit.
Man.
I feel it in my spirit. That's what's going on. And I to be honest with you, I'm all for it. The Chick-fil-A need to be open on Sundays. I'm all for it. So if you're going to make the dog look like Polynesian sauce, and make me hungry when I look at it because it made me want some grilled chicken nuggets. And I know I'm probably the only person in the world who actually eat the grilled chicken nuggets, but that's cool. I'm weird anyway. The dog looked like Polynesian sauce.
I'm going to tell you right now, if they keep the dog the same color it is now, I'm not going to watch it. That's just
no.
So,
but you know, this is
that.
This has been the thing because they messed Mulan up too.
Mulan
they
was really
Mulan
good. Even though they took out Mushu, I think the brand new Mulan, I thought that was really good. It was a lot of fighting. Maybe that's why I loved it. I paid $30. I better like it. And I can still watch it now. So, yeah.
Man, you got people going crazy over Mushu. I mean, people like,
I agree.
Terrible.
I agree.
They took out all the funny parts, and it's like, I'm telling you. And I thought they was going to keep Mushu in. I don't even want to watch it without Mushu. Be honest with you. I'm boycotting. You can't take away Mushu. Even if it was a less funny version of Mushu, keep Mushu in. That's just my thought. But they did say it had a lot more fighting in it. It did say the fighting.
It was a lot more fighting in it. And it was very action-packed. In my opinion, I spent my $30 very well on Disney Plus. Because that was back in, like, September. And they were talking about, oh, yeah, you got to wait till like, December 4th for it to hit theaters. And I was like, I can make my $30 back tomorrow. So why not pay for it now? So I actually paid for it when my mom had her birthday. The whole family was here. Everybody wanted to watch Mulan. The kids sat down and watched it. Tristan sat down with his cousins and watched it. It was a well spent $30.
It was a family night.
I can still watch it now.
Yeah, it was a family night. Well, so I guess the moral of the story is if they don't change the color of Clifford, the red dog, no matter what color, no matter what they do, we ain't going to see it. That's basically what we on the ground.
I'm not going to see it. I was never a big fan of Clifford anyway. Now, if you talk about Power Rangers, then we can talk.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Power Rangers, I was happy what they did with the Power Rangers movie. I'm not happy that they didn't follow up, but I'm happy what they did with the Power Rangers movie. Have you seen the Power Rangers movie?
Bro, I got the Power Rangers movie at home on DVD.
Okay.
When
so,
I was growing up... They used to call me Tommy. The
Tommy,
White Ranger? They used to call me Tommy with the ponytail.
Wow.
Yeah, Tommy.
Hmm. Yep.
Anyway, that's another story for another episode. But yeah, but yes, I have the Power Ranger movie at home. I can go right to it. You need me to email it to you or like ship it to you? Yeah, I got it.
Nah, man. But it's funny that you would talk about Power Rangers because when you talk about Power Rangers, what come to mind to me is space, aliens, and all of that stuff. And it just so happened that in the desert, somewhere, I think it was in Utah. This helicopter, they was flying. Is called the Land Bureau. It's a government agency. They was flying around and it was counting big sheep horn, a big horn sheep, something like that. It was some type of sheep with horns that they was counting. Okay, and they seen this monolith, which is a big mass or body of something from the sky, and it was so shiny that they land because it was in a canyon, and it was a 12-foot just stainless steel or metal stick. Just stick. It was like maybe 6 foot wide, 12 foot high. Stick. And basically what happened is around 2015 it wasn't there, and then it disappeared around 2016. Then some guy did some stuff where he kind of triangulate the area, and he put the location out there, so people started traveling to go see it.
Yep.
Now the thing about this is that this thing is like 100 miles away from civilization, so people was really taking a risk just to go down and see this thing. But some people successfully made the trip. But then I think about 2 days ago, the mug's gone.
It disappeared. It disappeared.
Okay, well, I'm going to get your take on it. Then I'm going to tell you what I think what happened to it. But what you think happened to it?
I don't know what happened to it. I hope they find it. If aliens are real, we about to find out, because somebody got it. Somebody got it. It don't just disappear overnight.
No, no. I mean, a 12-foot hunk of metal?
Just disappearing overnight?
Yeah, that things like that don't happen. But if you look at the picture, like if y'all go Google it right now, you look up the picture of the monolith, the Utah monolith being removed, it still have a silver remnant on the ground in the ground. So I think it just retracted into the ground. So if it's really something alien, it just retracted in the ground. You see what I'm saying? Because it's still there. It's still the base of it, what seem of the base is still there. So what if it just went underground and he thinks it's gone, but it's really underground?
I guess we got to wait till next week to find out what the Utah police or what explorer is going to come up with next. I can't wait to read the update. I have been following the story like you have as well. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. Where's it going to turn up next?
Yep.
Who's going to be the next one to make a blog or a vlog with it? I'm excited because I'm 30 years old. I've never heard anything like this before in my life. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a trip, but I will read the article.
Oh, I ain't taking a trip, but it's 2020, so it sounds about right.
So, yeah. All right, Candy Conwell's fan, we're going to take another music break. This is by a pastor. This song is by a pastor called Pastor Charles A.R., and this is his newest song called Couldn't Even Trip, which came out about 3 days before Thanksgiving. So this is fairly new. I've never heard of Pastor Charles A.R. Marty the Greatest haven't either. Pretty sure you guys haven't either. He's a brand new artist on my radar, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this song, and this is Couldn't Even Trip on Candy Combos. Check it out.
You know I couldn't even trip if you decided to leave me, Lord. But all I done did. But yet somehow, someway, you stay by my side, though, right? To be so long and you deal, cause I know I do you wrong, I'ma slip. If I find out that you're gone, out on your braces, when you were patient when I went out on that vacay, pride had me flying till I went down screaming mayday, doing my own thing, sending me a paid slave, death was the salary, glad that I missed a payday, Satan will promise you everything on a plate day, then he'll vacate, send a message saying JK, you just a kid in the spirit, so act your age weight, ain't you tired of milking the spirit, give me that steak plate, I was part of me is blind, Saul on Damascus Road, lost my sight, Paul from the ashes rose, for me they tortured you, broke me from my bonds free, they gave you that Florida, so
free. Extending me so long and you tell. Cause I know I do you wrong.
All right, y'all, that's all y'all get. Y'all get a snippet. If you guys want to hear the rest of the track, the rest of the song from Pastor Charles A.R., you got to find him on social media at Pastor Charles A.R., and that song was titled Couldn't Even Trip. You guys, we are going to keep it moving. Tavy So Wavy is in the building. She got everything handled with her phone, and she's live on the show with us on tonight, as well as Marta the Greatest. Are you guys there?
Yes,
baby, are you there, sis?
Yes. Hey, I'm so sorry, but I'm on.
Well, we're glad that you're safe, and we're glad that you're on the show.
Yep. Yeah. We've been holding it down.
Tavy, we have been holding it down. We scanned through a couple of topics. But, Tavy, since it is December 1st, and we know that the holidays is right around the corner, so what would you like for Christmas?
Oh, what I would like for Christmas? Nah. I need a laptop because I have work to do online. Yeah, laptop would be very nice.
Amen. And Marty, the father that you are, the husband that you are, the great friend that you are, I'm pretty sure that's something on your list for the holidays for Christmas. What would be your perfect Christmas gift?
Well, if you know me, I'm a big Saints fan. New Orleans in the building. New Orleans, Louisiana, stand up. So pretty much everybody in my family know if you give me anything that Saints on it, I'm happy. So Saints socks, Saints ties, Saints pencils, Saints teeth retainer, you know, anything that have Saints on it, I'm pretty happy. So I'm a pretty simple guy to please.
I feel you. I think me this year, I saw this really cool, don't laugh at me, y'all, but I saw this really cool electronic dragon that blows fire when you put water inside of his head. And he glows in the dark. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. You guys, it's about $30, no lie. It was on sale for $70, but now it's on sale for $30. So I promise you, with my birthday being December 21st, if you buy me this dragon, I will buy Tristan the other dragon. And then me and Tristan, we can have twin dragons for Christmas. And I think that'll be cool, the coolest thing.
I'm not gonna laugh. I'm just going to put the phone on mute.
I'm sorry. I'm
laughing
away.
All right,
that would be like the perfect gift for me. That'll be the perfect gift for me. Marty, don't act like you don't want like the same shirt for you and your daughter. Don't act like that.
Okay,
right?
I'm fronting. Once you was explaining it, I'm like, okay, I want one too.
I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. Well, you guys, it is 9:50. It was pretty awesome. Like, it makes, like, real-life dinosaur noises. I mean, dinosaur. Real-life dragon noises and everything. And then the fact that it spits out, like steam, which looks like fire because of the redness in his throat, the red light in his throat, it actually looks like fire. You guys can check out my personal page because I shared it. And then there's a link in case if you want to buy it, plug. So I'm just saying. But, yeah, that'll be, like, the perfect gift for me for, like, my birthday and Christmas. Because I'm thinking about giving Tristan.
Oh.
So, anyway, if y'all don't buy for me, I'm going to buy two of them, and me and Tristan will have a great Christmas. Amen.
it's tough for you because your birthday is around Christmas. So people don't be like buying people birthday presents when their birthday around Christmas. They be like, look, I'm just gonna get you all in one. It's two for one. and then the people whose birthday is around Christmas be like, no, they respect my birthday, then give me something for Christmas. So I feel for y'all. Anybody who out there whose birthday is close to Christmas, I feel your pain. My birthday ain't nowhere near Christmas, but I feel your pain. I feel what you're going through.
Amen. Well, Candy Convo fam, it is the end of the show. We went through three or four topics. We'll be back next week with a guest this time. The homie Eichmann is going to be on the show. He inboxed me, and he wanted some airtime, and I told him how much we charge and everything, and he said okay. He said that his graphic designer was going to send over a graphic with him, and Marty, he's going to get to work on the flyer, and we actually have one of his songs in key on tonight. But before we play his song, Tavy, I know that you just joined us, so how can people get in touch with you on social media? And what are your last words?
Okay, so you can actually get in touch with me on Instagram, which is at Tavy So Wavy. Also, Tavy, which is on Facebook. And I know some people will try to hit me up on my actual page, which is my real name, Octavia Jordan. That's another one. Also on Twitter, which is Official Tavy.
Amen. And I don't have any last remarks, but just be safe. Please do the speed limit, you guys. And follow me everywhere online at KS Radio Show. And again, thank you to our sponsor, Overcome Apparel, as well as Rosalind Smith Counseling, that sponsors this show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Me and Marty and Tay, we cannot wait to read the comments about what you did for Thanksgiving and possibly what you want for Christmas. And
yeah.
Marty, off to you. Any last remarks?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who listened to the show on tonight. Man, look, we just three friends who love having candid convos. So we hope y'all enjoyed listening to us as much as we enjoyed having a conversation. You can follow me anywhere at Marty the Greatest, all one word. Marty the Greatest is exactly how it sounds, exactly spelled how it sounds, one word on all social media platforms. And I also, Tavy didn't mention this, but she do have an EP coming soon called Space to Heaven.
Yes.
So,
check it out.
Be on the lookout for that. It looks like it's going to be fire. It looks like it's going to be straight fire. but we looking forward to that. And looking forward to playing some songs on here of the new project. But look, we're going to be back next week with a guest, like he said, and we're going to get crazy like we did tonight. But until then, make sure you pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have candid convos. Back to you, Alicia.
You guys have a good night. You guys, I am going to play something slow for the women, and then we're going to turn up with Tommy Eichmann. And then that's going to be the end of the show. You can catch us next week as well on Candid Convos next Tuesday, which is December 8th at 9 p.m. And before then, you can check me out on the KS Radio Show this Friday and Saturday with two different guests, Friday night at 8 o'clock and Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock. I got a pastor on Friday, and then I got a CHH enthusiast, Tori Mack from Arizona, on Saturday afternoon. Both of them with their first-time interviews. And, you know, the KS Radio Show just likes to break barriers and make more memories. So I'm just serving the Lord and serving his people. But without any further ado, here's Michelle Lee with Willing. And then I'm going to play Eichmann with I Want That. And hopefully you guys will enjoy these two songs. Have a blessed night. Get you some rest. Much love, peace, and God bless. We'll see you guys next Tuesday, same time, same place. Here's Michelle Lee with Willing. Check it out.
name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Acts 2:38 to set the record straight, his presence in this room right now. If you want it, you can get it, homie. No downtime, no wait time, no long lines. It's crunch time. Receive his gift before it's flatline. I'm in it to win it. We strong to the finish. No spider, no blemish. He never diminish. I come on a mission. The devil be wishing. These haters keep listening. I pay no attention. The negative voices, I try not to listen. The negative thoughts, I just gotta dismiss them. Nobody is perfect. He said that we worth it. I'm steadily working. My heart, it be hurt. Jesus, the reason you're breathing. You probably don't see it, but he be releasing the power of freedom and everything in it. Should probably get with it. The clock is still ticking. The life you've been given is only a moment. The books are still open, but soon he will close it. Don't follow the lie. I'm here to expose it. This is the truth, and homie, you know it. Woo.
Yeah. Holy, Holy Spirit, yeah, I want that. Every promise in your book, I want that. Healing in your name, you know I want that. Forever is your love, you know I want that. I got something you don't really know about. I got something that you need to know about. I already know that you want that.
Right flesh puts me to the test on a daily, it's a war zone. Principalities, devil mad at me like harassing me, it's local. Holy Ghost in control though, word of God is my ammo. Squeezing off in all directions, going ham like I'm Rambo. I'm a samurai with this sword, bro. You might get cut, get too close. If you love the truth, it's logos. Kingdom Inc, that's a promo. Feeling like I'm walking solo. Everything in God's time, bro. Even though they be hating on me, I still show them all love, though. Man will always fail you, but Jesus, he will not. His love for us everlasting, and it will never stop. We need his promise right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Fill us up with your power, Lord. Let our cups overflow right now.